podcast fam. Hope you are doing well. I just want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to the content that I put out. It means the absolute world to me. I genuinely hope that you enjoy this podcast. If you do, or have any questions, or just want to provide feedback, or want to say what's up, best way to get in touch with me is through texting me. You could text me at 631-250-6950 if you're in the US, or if you're on WhatsApp, you could text me at 1-833-575-0948. So if you want to reach out, that'd be fantastic. If you want to subscribe, there's going to be a new podcast every single day. So definitely come back, get your content fix, and stay tuned. And if you want to see the clips of each of these podcasts, you could check me out on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook, and you see the clips or the full video versions on YouTube. Thank you so much and enjoy the podcast.
We're gonna try and get a little bit more personal, but not too personal.
So
nothing, but
I'm not concerned. Something. I'm not concerned.
Something just a little bit different, you know, rather than asking more music and whatnot. But there was a question, I believe, earlier that was that came from MJ. MJ is actually from Canada.
Oh, very cool.
Yes, and MJ asked, you know, she'd like to ask what your songwriting process is.
Yes.
So would you like to address that right now?
Absolutely, I'd be happy to. So, first of all, MJ, thank you so much for tuning in. Really appreciate you. And then not only that, but thank you for asking the question. So depending on the song, it's always different. I think that there are a couple ways that I go about it. It can either be, for example, like I just released a song called Colorado. And that song, I was driving. I knew that I wanted to write a song while I was in the state of Colorado in the United States because my wife and I were on a holiday. And I was like, it was so beautiful. I wanted to write a song. So she was sleeping in the passenger seat, and we had like 4 hours to drive on this like dirt road. So I was like, okay, I guess like let me see if I can come up with something. So I just start like, you know, well, what do I want to say? Where do I want to go? And often I'll start with the lyrics, and then I will end up putting music to the lyrics. But sometimes, you know, I'll grab my guitar and I'll do it at the same time.
Man. Sometimes I swear I honestly wish I could play instruments, because I'm not a singer, I'm not an artist or anything like that, but I do write poetry, and sometimes I turn into a song, or sometimes, I listen to a song, I see something, or I just start writing lyrics, and then as I'm actually writing it, I get this like the tune or the melody, I just start humming it in my head, and unfortunately, since I don't know how to play any instruments, it's just stuck in my head. But thanks for asking, MJ. Thank you for joining from Canada. We've got another question from Dr. Clara. She said, may I ask you, obviously you, Jacob, have you ever felt burned out while doing your music craft? And if so, how did you handle it?
Wow, that's a great question. Let me think about that for a sec, because I don't know if burnt out, I would say no to being burnt out, just because
let's rephrase that a bit.
Well, no, because, but burnout is a definite thing, you know, because like there have been things in life that that I've done where I'm like, I'm burnt out from that thing. Cause I was going too hard at it. But with music, I think that I wouldn't say I've been burnt out. I think that there have been times where I've been maybe discouraged, and that has kind of made me not want to do it in the moment. Like maybe like, so like for like a day, I'm like, oh, I'm just really not in the mood to do anything, because I'm like comparing myself to others, or I'm, you know, like looking at other people's music career and being like, well, I wish my music career looked like that. And that kind of gets me in like a terrible headspace. And when I get like that, then I'm like, oh, I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit and watch YouTube videos. But I don't know if burnout is something that I've really experienced, because I really enjoy what I do so much. But I also try to take care of myself too, because like, you know, there are times where like I know I'm not in the mental headspace to read comments, because if I'll see something that'll spark something that'll really upset me. So like I try to be conscious of those moments too.
Oh, man. Comments sometimes, you know, one comment could ruin your day.
It's crazy. But, there could be 1,000 good comments, and then you get that one, and it sticks with you.
And you kind of sometimes ask yourself, like, why do I let that happen? Like, why is it getting to me? I mean, it's just one out of, you're right, like hundreds, thousands of great comments, positive comments, and here you come across that one negative one. You're just kind of like, oh, it shouldn't bother me, but it does, and I hate it. I hate that it bothers me.
Yeah, I know, it's wild.
But that's okay though, as long as you know you've got a lot of people who support you and people that truly cares about the music that you put out there, the content of your YouTube channel. I think that's what matters the most. And speaking of content, you almost have 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, right?
Yeah, we're getting close. It's completely absurd.
Now make sure, guys, after this, don't forget, you know, hop on YouTube and
I appreciate,
you know, go ahead and subscribe.
Appreciate
and not just on YouTube, by the way, obviously on Spotify as well.
Thank you.
He has a lot of great music, and I think you guys will definitely enjoy it. Like I said, we've only played what, 4 of your songs, and I have 3 out of the 4 already.
Oh shoot,
on my daily
thank
playlist.
You that is really
so
cool.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
I appreciate that.
MG said, cool, Road to Silver Play Button. Yes, Road to Silver Play Button.
Yeah, we're getting stinking close to the Silver Play Button. It's crazy.
All right. Right? But congratulations already, because you're definitely going to get there.
Thank you.
So you mentioned earlier you went to Colorado. Where are you from, by the way? Where were you born and where did you grow up?
Yeah,
where did you grow up?
Born and raised in New York, Long Island, New York.
That's okay. I knew you were from New York, but I wasn't actually sure if you were actually there as well.
Yeah.
So is it kind of weird sometimes when you go to like different states? Because I know in New York sometimes they've got different... quote unquote personality.
No, please tell me more about that.
I know.
What does that mean to you?
Let's just say, I'm from California. Uh-huh. I was actually born in the Philippines. I grew up in California. I've lived here more than half my life. And sometimes when I get friends, you know, I meet people from, like, for example, New York, and I've had a teacher once actually in high school, and she would always say, "Wow, that's wicked." And yeah. You know, obviously being a freshman year, and this is an English class. Not English. What class was it? Man, I forgot. But yeah. She would always say, "Oh, that's wicked." Obviously, us being students, we're like from California. Majority of us are actually just from California. You know, imagine being a freshman year, and
yeah,
she would constantly say, "That's wicked." And she has like other phrases or words that she would say, and you know, we're not familiar with those terms. And then sometimes she would get upset, like if a student say is not paying attention.
Sure.
The way she, I don't know, it's just the way she approaches the person is completely different from the other teachers that we've had. She's a bit more aggressive.
Yeah, okay, so it's waiting for you to get there.
Yeah,
yes, New Yorkers can sometimes be very aggressive. If you ever drive in New York, oh my gosh, you need like a specific, like a special license to drive in New York. That or like wrap yourself in bubble wrap.
I think the difference over here in California, I'm from the Bay Area, by the way. So if you go to like San Francisco, you know, you definitely have crazy drivers as well. But I guess it's the traffic. I know it's all obviously
yes.
In New York, you guys get traffic as well. But I think it's the traffic that kind of irritates a lot of people more so than the actual people. And they just kind of
that's funny.
Get mad because they're stuck in traffic and they have no one else to get mad at but the people.
Yeah.
all right, good. So this is the part where I don't know if you've heard of This or That.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm pumped for this.
Okay, awesome. So like I said, I usually do this in the beginning, sort of like an icebreaker.
Yeah.
But I think since you're from the U.S., I don't know why, you know what? It's okay. It's not complicated to start up a conversation with you in English, you know, obviously compared to the other people that we haven't talked to before.
Sure.
And majority of it has been from, you know, the Philippines, right?
Sure.
Right. Here we go. I only have actually 8 questions. I think some of them I just got sort
Love
of
it.
crossed it out because it really didn't matter. But yes, here we go, guys. This is a this or that section with Jacob Restituto. First thing we have ice cream or cake?
Oh, shoot. Can I go with ice cream cake?
The
Yes,
Baskin-Robbins
come on. Mint chocolate chip ice cream cake. So I guess it's technically ice cream. There's really no cake in it. So I'm gonna go with ice cream.
I was gonna say, you're like Ken when we had Ken in our station head here, Ken of SB19. I asked him the same thing. He goes, "Can I do both?" And I was like, "Heck yeah, you're Ken."
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna change it. I'm actually gonna say straight up ice cream. I think ice cream, I like ice cream better than cake just in
Ice
general.
cream, awesome. All
Yes.
right, would you prefer to wear a suit or more of a hoodie type of person?
Oh, definitely the hoodie. But I don't mind wearing a suit.
Okay.
I do like getting dressed up.
But you would say on a daily basis, obviously, hoodies would be more
Oh,
comfortable.
100%. I mean, on a daily, that's all I wear.
Especially in New York,
That's
when it gets
all I
really cold.
wear. Jacob Restituto hoodie merch stores, hoodies. That's all I
There you
wear,
go.
man.
Coming soon, guys. If you haven't been, if it's not been out yet,
Yeah.
you might get some more merch later on after that.
Ooh, snap.
All right. Burgers or pizza?
Oh, shoot. That's hard. Being a New Yorker, that's hard.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't
Well.
even put hot dogs because I know hot dogs is a big deal there as well.
Oh, man. I want to say pizza.
Is there a specific pizza place that you say it's your go-to, or if you were to bring someone there who's never been
Ooh.
to New York?
Well, it depends. Are we on Long Island or are we in New York City for this conversation?
Ah.
'Cause that's a big difference.
Let's say if you were to bring, or if the person's from the main city, New York.
Okay, so if you were in the main city for the real pizza experience, I would take people to a dollar pizza place, Two Bros Dollar Pizza.
We
Because
have something like
that
that
is like that's like true New York. Like when I like you don't you could go to the city and get like a $10 piece of pizza, but like what's the point of that? Like you get the dollar pizza and that's like true that's a cultural experience.
You know, some people say pizza is pizza. Actually, no.
I completely agree with you.
They're all different. Have you
100%.
eat pizza with pineapple, or is it to you, is it that should be
See,
illegal?
I don't get why people get so upset about that. It's actually delicious. You know, I don't do it on a regular basis, but like people get they're ready to start World War III over that. And I'm
Right?
like it's not that
Some of
big
the
of a
videos on
deal.
YouTube
Yeah.
and TikTok, they're just pizza and pineapple should be illegal, and
It
then they would
makes
throw
no
an entire
sense.
box of pizza in the trash can. We have that pepper, I
Oh
mean
my gosh.
pineapple, and it's just like, so you purchased a pizza and now you're just throwing away. What a waste.
Unbelievable.
It's quite annoying. All right, so how about, would you rather go for a long drive or fly on an
Oh,
airplane?
definitely fly. 100%. That's a great one. I like that one. That's a fun one.
Yeah, because you know, sometimes I know some people would prefer to do long drives because they get to see
Definitely
the
not me.
scenery, you know, road trip with friends or family.
That's true.
But if you're driving, definitely not something you'd be
Yes.
driving straight 4 hours, you know.
Oh, no.
All right, we have next. So this is in terms of movies.
Okay.
Are you more of a the comedy type genre, or are you more horror, or what type of genre, I guess, of movies do you would you prefer to
Well,
watch?
definitely not horror. I'm actually a big rom-com fan. I
Same.
love
Oh my
rom-coms.
God.
Like, and I guess that plays to my romantic, like being a romantic. But I love, especially rom-coms that were like made in like the between like 2006 to 2012. Like those, like kind of super cheesy. You always know that they kind of run into each other by happenstance. Then from that, they start to fall in love. Then they have a big fight, and then they rekindle their relationship and live happy. Like I love that. I don't know. It's just the best.
Do you watch any Korean dramas, or you know, any outside of the United States drama series?
I haven't really gotten into a bunch of those, but I mean, with Netflix now, it's really interesting to see how they're starting to take international media and just subtitle it, which is actually really cool. So not necessarily maybe like drama series, but like, I mean, I watched Money Heist, which was, I think, a Spanish show. I mean, then I watched Narcos, which was from like in also Spanish, but like I haven't gotten into any of the Korean media yet.
If you're going to ever, if like you ever one of these days you're like, man, I wanna watch something different. I wanna watch something completely opposite of what I usually watch. There is a Korean drama, and I know a lot of people would agree, but this is not the only Korean drama I actually would recommend, but it's definitely one of those. There is a Korean drama called Crash Landing on You.
Okay.
It's probably one of the biggest Korean drama that's been put out there that's, I would say, internationally is known. So Crash Landing on You is, if you ever, like I said, want to try and watch a Korean series, I think it has 16 or 20 episodes, and it's about, I'd say, 40 minutes on
Okay.
average, 40 and an hour. Yeah, this Korean drama, I think when if you're down to a rom-com, it has a good amount of romanticism of aspect of it, comedy, action, family dramas, and the main character rising up above those haters, that type of scenario. Yeah, I would say, and it has like a cultural aspect too of the both North and South Korean story. I'm just saying, I like I said, if you ever want to, this is one of the ones that I would definitely
Crash
recommend,
landing on you,
because
that's
it
cool.
has a lot.
I love that. Very
All
cool.
right, so moving on. Oh, this one is obviously you're married,
I
so when your
am.
wife asks you, would you rather do your laundry, and that includes folding it and hanging it, or would you rather do the dishes? And
One
not the washer,
hundred
like
thousand
actually the
percent
dishes.
washing the dishes. I hate doing laundry.
There's so many things with laundry though. There's like obviously you gotta put up in
You gotta
washer,
pick it
dry
all
it up,
up, bring
fold
it
it, and
downstairs, gotta put it in the thing, gotta switch it, gotta bring it back. That's a night. I hate laundry.
yeah, unfortunately. If you're a mom, you cannot, like me, I have so many clothes of my kids, and I just feel like sometimes, can I just toss everything in one box? Because you guys are going to use it again next week
How about this? Can you
anyway.
guys all
Without
go stream
folding.
Jacob Restituta's music so I can hire somebody to do my laundry? I'm just kidding.
All right. Given it's coming up, and obviously Christmas also just right around the corner, which one do
Yes.
you prefer, or which one is your favorite holiday
Ooh.
compared it to Thanksgiving or Christmas?
I like Christmas a lot. I love the feeling that you get when, I don't know if every area, like, around where you guys all are, I'll get like this, but like they'll like decorate the streets. I don't know. I love that. I don't know. My wife and I put on a Christmas movie recently, and it's such a vibe, and I love it. But my all-time favorite holiday is Valentine's Day.
Ah, is there a story
Yes.
behind that?
I am such a romantic. I mean, if you
That's
listen to
it.
my music,
Okay.
there's like, not, I think there's 110 songs, and like probably 108 of them are romance. No, probably like 90 of them are romance songs.
That your final answer? No, should I start counting when I play your songs?
Yeah, I'd be, I'd actually say it's maybe even more than that. It's probably like more like 95.
Okay. Fun fact, in
Yes.
the Philippines,
Okay.
they actually start celebrating Christmas in beginning September 1st.
That's so funny. So I put up a post 2 days ago, saying like when's the appropriate time to start decorating for Christmas, and somebody said from the Philippines was like, hey, here in the Philippines we start celebrating September 1st. I love that. I think that it should be longer. I hate that like you can't, like it's like so short, it's a month, because especially because like it's like, I mean, this year it's exactly 1 month because Thanksgiving's on the 25th, and then it's yeah, man, I love that. The Philippines rock, man. Actually, I'm so excited for like everybody to open up their borders, and I want to go check out the Philippines for sure.
It's funny because here in the US, for example, if Halloween's not done and you start posting about Thanksgiving and Christmas, some
Oh my
people that are in
gosh.
love with Halloween, they get so mad, right? You're like, you're
Yes.
so rude. You can't be
Consider the
so rude Christmas
holiday
Day.
culturally insensitive.
Right, exactly. You have no sense of what's going on around you. You don't even, I mean, honestly, because I have friends that are like that. I mean, I got a couple of friends in Colorado. They have this huge party every
Yeah.
Halloween. They decorate their entire house, and I call their house a mansion because it's humongous.
Yeah.
And if you ever post and you guys are, on Facebook together and they see your post about Christmas or Thanksgiving before Halloween, I kid you not, it's like you get direct messages. You
Oh
get blasted
man.
on your post. They will call you out. That's like, that's hardcore. They are when it
Yeah.
comes to
Yeah.
Halloween.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
yeah, in the Philippines, they have the Burr month. So, given the fact that September starts with the, syllable
Oh
Burr,
yeah.
September,
Oh, that's
October,
funny.
November.
September,
Yeah.
October, November. That's funny.
So
Interesting.
when they say Burr month, that means Christmas celebration is going to begin
I
real
love that.
soon. All
That's so cool. That's so
right,
cool.
and the last, the one that I have on my list for this
Yes.
or that, sports,
Ooh.
football or basketball, or maybe soccer,
American football.
American football.
Yes.
What's your team?
New York Jets.
I was gonna say, if it's not New York, there's.
Yeah, all the way. You know I'm a true fan because they're horrible. So.
I was gonna say I'm not kind of same with you because Niners,
Yeah.
they're in the middle right now. They still got a chance, but
The Jets never have a chance.
49ers.
Just never have a chance. It's so sad.
Okay, yeah, it's okay. You just kind of accept it because you're a true
Yes,
fan,
exactly. Exactly. So I have a question
But
for
do you watch
you.
basketball? Oh yes, go ahead.
I'm curious how you found me and my because you reached out to me asking for this, and I first of all
Yes.
am so grateful for the opportunity, and but I'm curious how you found me.
You reacted to SB19.
And so yeah. But do you do this with a lot all of the reactors or people that react to music
No.
or then I'm honored.
You are.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Aside from, we have a member of the 18 fandom, and she's also part of the US 18. Her name is Megan, and she's from a YouTube channel called K-Pop Sis.
Oh,
Aside
okay.
from them, or aside from her, we have not invited, or we haven't had anyone here. I think there's like a talk with the other YouTubers before, but they're like within the 18 fandom, and I thought it'd be nice to bring in somebody that's not really within the 18 fandom to be a guest. And it just so happens that you're a musician also. You know what better way to get you, oops, excuse me, my son is waking up.
No
What
worries.
better way to have a guest here on Station Head, because Station Head, like I said, it's a radio station.
Yeah.
It's, well, not really a radio station, but we stream music.
Yeah.
So I think it's, I thought maybe it's like, wow, we could have a musician who's also a YouTuber, definitely could, help him out. And at the same time, have something new for you, because I know you react to K-pop, which, by the way, I love your reaction to Stray Kids. I'm a huge Stray
Oh
Kids fan.
yeah, okay, that's good to know. Very cool. I might have to add a
Yeah,
couple
so
of those to
you,
the playlist
yeah.
to do.
So you have that background of dealing with music, and at the same time, you get to interact with other people. So it kind of give you that chance to promote you instead of you promoting other people.
Why? That is
I
very
thought.
kind of you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. We've actually interviewed another group. I mean, like I said, I know. We're an SB19 fandom. We represent SB19 to the fullest. We promote them, we vote for them, we stream, we do charity work on behalf
Oh,
of
cool.
SB19. We do a lot as a fandom, as a whole, as an 18 and fan base as well. But we also try to help out other artists. Like last week, I interviewed another idol group, an upcoming idol group in the Philippines called ELEMAT.
Okay.
So yeah, if you want to kind of venture out to maybe reacting to another Filipino idol group, I would recommend them. So again, this
Oh
is
yeah,
like
they're
that
starting to
kind of
get
era
up. Like
of
they
other.
have 109,000 subscribers on YouTube. Like Sand Again is one of their songs, I guess, or Porqué is another one, right? Am I?
Yeah,
Yeah, cool.
yes.
Very cool.
So I'm just saying, if we can help SB19 obviously promote their music and kind of represent who they are, why not use this as a platform to also help out other artists? And like I said, their
Thank you.
fans may become fans of SB19, and SB19 fans may become their fans as well. So, and I
Yeah,
think
that's
this
cool.
whole, I unity when it comes to like being upcoming Filipino idol, because it's hard, being in the Philippines, it's kind of hard to get out there. SB19's been blessed so far that they're getting recognition outside of the Philippines, not like BTS type of status, but being the only Filipino act to be ha to have been nominated on the billboards, not just in the Philippines but Southeast Asia, to be nominated on the billboards. I think that's a huge deal. And yeah, why not use our platform here in the
Yeah,
US
I
to
love that.
help out other artists? Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
So guys, we've talked quite a lot, but before we're gonna take one more break. And when I say break, I'm gonna play like, more songs. And then after that, I'm gonna have Jacob promote whatever he needs to promote, because I know some people are waiting for the giveaways. And don't worry, if you're still up, still waiting for that, I'll definitely do the giveaways. But Jacob might have to bid his farewell to us. But that's okay, because it's been great, obviously, talking to you
Yeah,
and
it's been a
getting to know
pleasure.
you as well as your music. But before we go on our break, question real quick.
Sure.
Have you been aside from Colorado, obviously, you've been to any other state in the US? And if you want to go outside of the United States, maybe just for a vacation or to maybe pursue music, where would you go? Or where do you think you would want to
Yeah.
go to after the pandemic, obviously?
I travel a lot, so I've been to a lot of the states in the US. I mean, even on that trip, let's say this, and since September, I've been to let's see if I can name them all. I've been to obviously started in New York. I've been to Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. I've been to California. I've been to Texas, Colorado, Florida, Utah, and Maine and New Jersey. Sorry, Massachusetts, not Maine, and New Jersey.
Wow.
Since September.
That's September, October. Wait, I'm talking. Wait,
Yeah,
you're talking about this,
like
2 months
2.5
ago?
months, yeah.
So 10 states in 2 months.
I guess
That's
so.
amazing.
Oh
That's
man.
amazing.
Yeah, I love tra my wife and I love traveling, and I traveled for work a bit. So it's been fun.
Wow.
Oh,
So yeah,
to answer
so
the
after a pandemic, where
yes.
would you want to go outside of the United States?
I love the idea of visiting the Philippines. I think that I through it's I love what YouTube has done in just creating new connections and friendships and opportunities, and I've met a lot of really cool people from the Philippines and that live there now or are Filipino and may not live in the Philippines, like Simon Cervita who lives in Canada. But like I would love to, hey, maybe you're the person to talk to about this, but I would love to get more connected with SB19, and I would love to have any member of theirs on the on my YouTube channel for an interview. But I've interviewed like most of Morissette's team, including Morissette, but like between her and her fiance Dave, but also her songwriter, to her producer, to the creative director, to the the marketing director, and it's all these cool opportunities and cool relationships that I built that I would just love to meet them and actually meet them and put a face to, like, I mean, we met on Zoom, but like I would love to actually like grab dinner with them, and that's somewhere I'd really be interested in going to visit.
We'll talk about that SB19 guessing later.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
I'll see. Not
Oh shoot. No
if
promises, but you'll see what you could do. I'm down for that.
I'm like,
I
can't
love
promise anything, but maybe
that.
I could
I
try.
love that.
But yes, guys. All right. So thanks for answering all those questions. But I'm
No,
pretty sure
thank you.
you were very honest because I could tell the way you were answering them. You really were putting thought into it. So thanks for being a good sport. Some of these questions are. It looks easy, but if you really think about it, you're like, oh man, sometimes I prefer to eat burgers and pizza. You know, that kind of question kind of trails in your head. But anyway, so like I said, guys, we're gonna play more songs, obviously with Jacobs, because I truly have a more. I mean, he has a lot of songs, guys. You could definitely check him out on
Thank you.
Spotify. He has plenty of songs out there, but I'm just kind of randomly choosing songs from all of the what he has out there. So if you want to check that out, it's also Jacob Restituto on Spotify. He also has Twitter, obviously. You can follow him on Twitter and obviously YouTube. And I know he has other social media, but I'm gonna have him say all of that later when we come back. So right now, guys, we'll play some more songs, like I said. So let's see, what time is it right now? 8:42 here in California, 11:42 in New York in the East Coast, and unfortunately it is 12:42 a.m. in the Philippines. So I would hate for those people who've been waiting. Oh man, I'm so sorry, fam. But I promise you, I'll still do the giveaways later on. Okay? All right, so stick around with me, DJ V, coming right with the JS Tutor right here on SB19 USA team. We'll be back.
So I got started in my music career back in 2014. I dropped out of college. I've been playing music a bit longer than that, but I dropped out of college in 2014 to do the music full time. And part of there was a couple factors that I wanted to be a musician, and I one of the main factors, I don't like a lot of the music that's being played on the radio, in the sense that now I completely acknowledge the fact that every artist has creative freedom and every artist can completely make whatever music they want, and I respect that. But I don't like the fact that like we promote the society promotes this music that is not totally appropriate for people of all ages. Like, I don't like the fact that, I started saying this when I was like in 2014. So like the age isn't necessarily accurate anymore, but like I used to say, I am not okay with the fact that, my 12-year-old cousin is singing about some of these things that are on the radio, and that bothers me. Now she's obviously a lot older because it's no, she's that was a long time ago. But that really upsets me, and I think that I would like to release music that can, be an alternative to that. That's on. If my song's on the radio, well, then that song's not on the radio. And hey, it's what's it called? Capitalism at its best. But I want music that's more inspiring and not as promiscuous or anything like that. But I also want to be like. I think there's a lot of unhealthy relationships in the arts industry, and I would love to, I would love to have a healthy relationship and then kind of show that and be a light in that in industry. So that's why I make music. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to that podcast. I really hope you enjoy it. If you want to see the video version of any of these episodes, you can check them out on YouTube. It'll be a Jacob Restituto, the Tuto Talks series. Hope you enjoyed this. And also, if you want to see clips or anything like, your favorite clip of it, you can see it on TikTok or on Instagram. There's everywhere. But best way to get in touch with me if you want to say what's up or have any questions or want to follow up is by texting me two different numbers. You could text me at 631-250-6950 if you're in the US, or WhatsApp is 1-833-575-0948. You rock. Thank you for being a part of Team Tuto. God bless and peace out.